All right. Thank you, Tara. Hi. Thank you for that. Yeah, am I speaking to the two bosses, Matt and Abel, right? MB Electric?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. My name is Chris Hernandez. We're also located in California, which is a good thing. And I know you guys are in Merced, but also you guys are traveling to Modesto for the most part, and about a 30 to 40-mile radius, right?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so what we're offering today is an exclusive listing. And what I mean by exclusive is when we program someone on that first page of Google, when anyone's typing in any of the keywords that you guys want to be found for, someone's doing a home addition, they're doing a remodeling job, they're doing, you know, switches, outlets, even like EV charging stations for the Teslas, right? I'm not a fan, but, you know, people are, they love Teslas.
Yeah,
exactly. So, but, you know, people are looking for those services. We make sure that you come up on the first page of Google when people are typing in those keywords. So I know that Tara went over the basics. So there's a lot of companies up there already, and we have a listing available. You know, companies like Best Electric, we got Merced Electric Company, Garibay, it's kind of
Garibay Electric.
There you go. Okay, Gary Bay. Johnson Electric, Triphase Electric, Let There Be Light. that's a pretty funny name there. But anyhow, those are just a couple examples of the companies that are coming up on Google. So, you know, that's where we can get you programmed in. And one of the things that I did notice is you guys have some online presence. You guys have a Facebook listing, which is good. And I could see the type of work you guys do. I could see a little bit on your I don't know if that's your work truck. Maybe it used to be. But it says
tinting. Is it a work truck or a work van?
A work van. But it says window tinting, so that might be a different thing. Not quite sure.
You know, that might have been when I was getting the work van tinted.
Got it. Okay, makes sense.
I was at the tint shop probably in that picture.
Got it. I'm like, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense, but it makes sense now. Okay. Yeah, so I see that you guys, the gazebos and stuff, you got – I need to build one myself. I just bought an acre of land about a couple months back, and, you know, you could do so much in an acre, you know. So it's definitely something that, you know, look forward to. So, yeah, that's what we would do in a nutshell is get you programmed in for those, keywords that you want to be found for. I don't see a website for the business. Do you guys have one, like a www.mbelectric.com?
No, we haven't made it that far. The only thing we did do is an Angie's listing, or Angie. We did that, and we have the website for that. We have a better business bureau thing we're kind of got going.
Okay, yeah.
But we haven't got a Google yet. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, I could see the Better Business Bureau, which is good. Build Zoom, that's another one that you got going on. And then the other listing that I do see is, yeah, your Angie Home Advisor. It's the same company for the most part.
That one just started this week.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, you got some good reviews already there, which is good. And that's what Google likes to see that, right? Having your own Google business profile, what that's going to do for you guys is it's literally going to get your name up there with some of those competitors that you have. And you're what that's doing is you're establishing yourself as a sole entity on Google. Because when I look for a service, let's say I'm looking for a mechanic, I'm looking for someone to tint my windows or even, you know, wrap my van, I'm going to look on Google for the most part, right? That's where I look at. I have it programmed in my phone and tablets and everywhere else. So people love Googling stuff. As an example, for a 50-mile radius in the past 30 days, let's take, for example, September 8th through today, which is October 8th, just for electrician in a 50-mile radius, there's 1,213 searches done. So, you know, I'm not saying you guys can receive 1,213 phone calls, right? But I don't think that'd be possible. But, you know, if you can capitalize on a percentage of those calls, it's something that you guys will definitely benefit from. Now, as far as a website, I'm able to throw in a website at no additional cost if you guys were to move forward with something like this today. And that would be a professional website. It would be literally a www.mbelectric.com. And you could, you know, have your pictures of stuff you guys have done, services you guys offer. People can book an actual, you know, schedule an appointment or book an actual schedule appointment with you guys, and then they can also leave you a review directly on your Google Business profile. So that's something that's connected with your listing on Google as well. The last things that we would do, guys, would be create you presence, you know, all over the internet. So we would create a Yelp listing. I don't know if you guys know, but Yelp is now tied in with Apple Maps. So that's something that people use, you know, Apple as well to look for things. And then also we would put you on Bing, which is another search engine. So pretty much what we're doing here is covering all your bases all over the internet, right? And as far as online marketing, you know, I think this would be the only thing you need. Better Business is good. All these other platforms are good. But once again, when people are looking for the services that you guys provide, you know, 99.9% of the times people go on Google to look for these things, right? So as far as pricing, okay, everything that we do here, guys, it's month to month. And there's absolutely no contract. So this has to 100% work for you in order for this to make sense for your business. I do want to tell you one thing, is the reviews that you guys have already with Angie's, you guys have 9 reviews, 5 stars. Ogaribay, or Garibay, goodness gracious, I don't know how to pronounce that.
Garibay,
there you go. Those guys only have 10 reviews on Google. And there are 5 stars. So if you can get those reviews that you have on Angie, your home advisor, onto your actual Google Business profile, I mean, that puts you up there. And those guys are listed right now in the 3rd spot. So, you know, that doesn't mean they're a bigger company, a better company. I see them all the time.
I see those guys. I don't know them, but I do see them all the time.
Exactly, right? But I can almost guarantee that, you know, you guys do better, even, you know, the same type of quality work that they do. You know, they just got their name out there. That's the only difference, right? And I think that you guys are missing some good opportunities out there when people are looking for your services, and, you know, just by not being listed on Google, right? How many jobs are being booked? And the crazy part is that they don't even have a website. They don't. So you'd be a step above just by having your own professional website, right? Because people love watching before and after. They like to see the services you guys offer, okay? So as far as pricing, okay, so, like, I could do a couple things for you. You guys don't have a Google Business profile. Have you ever thought about having one for the business, for the company?
Yes, we just haven't got there yet.
Gotcha. Okay, just haven't had time. No worries. So as far as something like this, I can do a couple things, right? I can waive a portion of your setup fee. You have your online listings for different things, which is really good, and that's what Google wants to see. The more online exposure you have, the better ranking your company will have. And I can almost for sure say that you can outrank that company that we just mentioned, right? So with that being said, I can waive a portion of your setup fee. So the initial investment for something like this, you're looking at $448 to start, and then it would be $349 every single month after that. So there's a $99 programming fee. That's to purchase your domain for your website, get you programmed on Google, and then get your programming in the other directories. We're also going to run Facebook ads. So you have your Facebook business profile. I don't know if you've ever done a search on Amazon or on Google, and then all of a sudden, whatever you were looking at or searching pops up on your social media feed.
Yeah.
Right? Or you're talking to someone about something, all of a sudden, like, that pops up. It's like, are they listening to my calls, right? So that's something that it's called Facebook retargeting, and that's something that we also include with this package. So when people are looking for electrician or electrical work, or they're having a conversation with their neighbor about whatever the case may be, all these sensors are listening to conversations, and then they generate an ad, which your company will show up on Facebook as well, which is really good. So that just reminds people, nudges people, like, hey, you need to do this, and here's a company to do it. So that's something that we also provide. So, you know, as far as a service like this, getting your name up there as a sole entity and getting phone calls directly to you, you know, at $448 to start and then $349 every month after that, I mean, is that something that you think would be a good thing for your business and benefit from the calls going to you directly?
Would it be possible for us to think about it and talk it over and give you guys a call back maybe sometime this week or next week?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as far as Well, let me ask you a question. I could definitely send you all the information in email without a question. I'm also going to send you our partnership badge through Google, so you can kind of check that out, and you guys know who we are, and I'll send you guys our Google business profile. But let me ask you a question. As far as, you know, something like this, you know, what would be something that you feel like would hold you back from doing something like this? Do you feel like it's the price, or maybe not being able to take on more business?
Well, the price, because the Angie thing already, we just
got it. Okay.
Today.
Oh, and wow. Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
Already a monthly payment right there.
Okay.
So, yes, I want to be on Google, but I didn't realize that I had to have somebody like you guys, you know, set up a whole page. But I guess, I mean, I see you guys are doing all the work to put me on there. So,
that
comes for free, I guess.
Well, look, at the end of the day, so you can create a Google business profile, right? So you can go to Google and you can verify your business and have a Google listing, right? So meaning the little red dot where the business is located. You guys can absolutely do that. The problem with that is, you know, the way that I explain it to my customers, it's like having a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? You see what I mean? So if people are not able to find you by typing in the keywords on or searching for those keywords on Google, you know, they don't know who your company is. You know, they don't know who you are. They don't know what type of work you do. So where the magic comes in, what we do is we get you programmed and optimized. So when people are looking for EV charging stations, electrician, 24-hour or emergency electrician, if they're looking for, you know, a panel upgrade, whatever the case may be, right? Those are services that you offer, or those are called keywords. That's where the programming comes in. So you're really not just paying for the listing. You're really paying to get optimized so you're coming up on the first page, just like those competitors that I named, right? And that's where the business really comes in, because when I search for, you know, a restaurant, or I search for a tire shop or a mechanic, you know, I don't go to the second page. I don't go to the third or fourth page. I look at the companies that are on the first page, and I make my decisions based upon two things, and maybe you guys can agree with me, Matt and Abel, is number one, I look at reviews, what other people are talking about the business, and then also I look at the website, right, because I want to see what type of services you guys offer and seeing what, you know, what you guys are all about, right? So that's where we're missing some opportunities. So we're not just literally just putting you on Google and creating a Google business profile, because you can do that yourself at any given moment. What you want to do is you want to be found for those jobs that people are looking for. So if it comes down to cost, maybe I'm able to do something for you guys to give this an opportunity. If you want to discuss a better option, I can possibly message my supervisor, James, and see if I can do something about the price. What that would do, right, for you is waive your setup fee completely, and just get you in month to month at $299. That would be the best I can do. So instead of it being $448, I would waive your programming fee, right, and we'll get the website free and no cost, right, and we would get you in at $299 every month. So you're looking at about $10 a day, in that case, right, to get your company on Google. So that would save you right off the bat $150, and then it would save you $50 every month on your you know, your packaging.
Okay.
If I'm able to do that, is that something that you guys are willing to move forward with?
Look, can we do this? We're trying to clean up from a job right now.
Oh, okay.
And we can start talking on the way home right now, but can you call me back tomorrow? That way we have a chance to talk about this real quick and see, because we just made a big purchase today, and I'm like, you know, I want to make sure this is something that we can handle.
Yeah, absolutely.
I make you wait a week. I'll have the answer by tomorrow.
That's not a problem with me. I appreciate both your times for sure. What I'll do is I just sent you a couple things, right? And what I'm going to do is, what is the best email I can send? I want to send you guys a complete breakdown of what I'm offering you today, right? And what I'll do meanwhile is I'll put the position on soft hold. I'll talk to my supervisor about the price reduction which I'm pretty sure I can get approved since you guys have a lot of stuff going on for the business. And that way tomorrow I just call and I just need a yes or no answer. If it's a yes, great. We'll be able to do an onboarding call with our technician to get everything going for your website and everything. If it's a no, then I would just let me know. Just that way I can know whether to move on or you know, still.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So what email would you like?
The email?
Absolutely. Yes.
M D electric.
Mm-hmm.
48.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay. See, you guys are even using Google too. Okay. So I got that. I got mbelectric38 at gmail.com, right?
48.
Oh, 48. Gotcha. Sorry about that. Give me 1 second. I see you guys now. Okay. So the good thing is that Google lets me know if it's a valid email too. So it just verified it. Very good. Okay. So I'm going to send you a breakdown of everything, of the cost and what this will include. I'm also going to send you in the email, an example of the website that we can build for you. And that this is just an example. Obviously it's going to be custom made to however you guys want it to be, done. But that way you guys have everything in writing and you guys know exactly what this is going to cost. So I'll put it on a hold. When would you like me to call you back tomorrow so I can get a definite answer from you guys?
Probably, you know, midday or so.
Midday?
Or so.
Okay, I can do 2 p.m. tomorrow. So I'll call you back at 2 p.m. So I'll send you a breakdown of everything that we're including. And I'll put that here that we're waiving the setup fee. Well, I'm going to ask for to waive the setup fee. So, I'm pretty sure I can do that for you. I don't think my boss would mind that and then get you in just at the $299. So any other questions you guys have, or concerns or anything that, you know, I could answer for you?
Not right now. We're going to talk about it on the way home. So.
I'll check the email when we get back home, and then I'll take a look over everything. And
yeah, it'll come from Chris, and it'll say local splash, and then you guys will be able to see all the information that you need just to make a good decision for the business. But essentially with this, guys, what you guys are doing is you're establishing yourself as a sole entity online. That's what this is what it's really doing. You're going to have your Google business profile, and then those reviews will be yours, right? Like when if you were to cancel HomeAdvisor or Angie's, your reviews are going to stick to that platform because you're paying for that platform. Here is you're putting yourself as a sole company online so everybody can see who you are, right? So that's the biggest difference. In the long run, when you guys are more, you know, more established, not saying you guys are not, but I'm saying when you guys, you know, have more years tenure, then that your Google reviews are going to accumulate. It's just going to be a better fit. You're going to be a well-established business online, and that's really going to get you that work that you guys really want to really focus on, you know? That's what it's really doing in a nutshell.
That's what we're shooting for. What was the name of your company again?
Yeah, the name of the company is Local Splash. So I did a couple things. I just sent you a text message as well. I don't know if you guys were able to receive it. Maybe you were, but I just sent you my contact information. My name is Chris. And then I also sent you our partnership. So that's going to take you to Google's website and show Local Splash as a Google partner.
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you an email right now. And then with the email, right below it says, Hi, Matt, Enable. I'm going to put an example of the website that we can build for you. So, guys, I'm throwing in the website at no additional cost. You know, that would be included within this. So that's like even the website alone, if you go to – you know, GoDaddy, or if you go to like Wix or any of those companies, they're going to charge you $500 easily, for a website. Yeah. So this would be included, at no additional cost. So the email is already sent out. I'll put it on a soft hold. And once again, when I call you guys, I just let me know if this is something you guys want to move forward with, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time. And, I'm looking forward to speaking to you guys tomorrow. Okay. Have a good rest of your day.
All right.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.